Selectmen and councillors. It's Thursday, 9th of April, and it's 7pm, and this is West Mersey Town Council's full council meeting. For the purpose of the record, we are recording this meeting, and you're welcome to record if you wish to do so. Straight into the agenda, 2678, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. Do we have any absences? No, we don't, don't we? We're all here. Okay. 2679, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Does anybody have any interest they'd like to declare?
Yes. Item 2687, I'm part of the Feed and Vote project. So.
Thank you.
I'm a city councillor as well as a town councillor. I'm also once again on duty, but only on the heart attack if the phone goes off.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, thank you. 2680, a public session for a period of 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. Priority will be given to those members of the public wishing to share information relating to items on the agenda. Once the public session is closed, members of the public are not permitted to speak. Do we have anybody that would like to speak this evening, please? Thank you. So I think we have four. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first then.
Okay.
Can go. Good evening, councillors. Firstly, I'm representing the Freedom Boat tonight. But the main man, Paul Button, has got his dates completely confused, and he's actually doing the Duke of Edinburgh's award in Kent tonight. So he sends his apologies, and the technical director, Chris, has got the flu, so he's out of it as well. And the other one is sitting over there, as you can see. So may I pass a recent photograph of the Freedom Boat? Everybody's aware of what the Freedom Boat is.
Yeah.
And so we don't have to go through all of that. Okay, so we are raising funds for a project called Lifted by the Tide, which is to take senior people afloat, lonely people, local people, and it's... Hang on, Paul sent me... So it's giving older members of the community a chance to connect and reconnect with the sea on a fully accessible boat called Rosamere. The funding will support funds that the funding that you possibly might give will support funds that we've already raised. The budget is $12,000 for the year to take these people afloat, and at the moment we've raised £6,000. Plus 1,250 from the MICA and 250 from other means. So it's a match funding situation. So if you can help us out, it would be really good. Those participating will pay £6 per trip for a two-hour trip to go out, look at the seals, go and look at Ros Revenge, whatever, and they will pay £6 a trip. They will get tea and cake on board and undertake activities at the time. So I'm reading what he's sent me here, so I'll say, yeah. So it really is the project for being lifted by the tide is what we're appealing for, if that's will be considered.
Okay, thank you. Who's next?
Is that okay?
Yes.
Hello, my name's Angela Kenny. I am, just for the context, a retired head teacher, so I have a little bit of an idea what I'm going to talk to you about now. People are nodding and laughing, so I don't know why that should be, but there we are. Is that a naughty boy who's laughing and joking over there? Right.
He's a teacher.
Sorry?
I said you're definitely a teacher.
Thank you. It's in the DNA. The reason I'm speaking today is because, not that I want your money, I just want your consideration. While you may have seen my post on Mersey Locals, while I was out doing a litter pick for Proud of Mersey, I don't see anybody else who does litter picks for Proud of Mersey, but we are a fantastic group of people. And while I was doing that over the skate park area, I happened to meet two young men, they were 14 years old, who actually helped me pick up the litter. Now, I'm not here to talk about litter, because we could talk about that for hours, couldn't we? It's a very emotive subject, and people have got very firm views about young people and litter. What I want to talk to you about is the dissatisfaction with young people. They have nothing to do. These boys were 14. They found it very difficult to engage with anything that's happening on the island. They're not perfect, they're not angels, and they probably have caused some disruption. Mainly, I would think, because they're bored and they look for a thrill, and that might be setting fire to a bin on the field or something like that. So while I spoke to them, they were intelligent, they were articulate, they were truthful about what they said. They did not deny that they were troublemakers at times. So what I suggested with them, would they like an event in the summer holidays for the skateboarders? Just an event where I could perhaps organise a demonstration, a display, maybe even have some classes on how to use it, give them a bit of civic pride and interest in what they're doing, other than maybe causing chaos. And they were very keen. I've had a lot of response to this request from local people who would like to get together and talk about this in how we can take this forward. Including Paul Phillips, who's the district youth and community worker for Colchester District. He would be very interested in talking to me about this as well. So what I'm just asking you at the moment is whether you've considered this, what rules and regulations do I have to follow in order to carry out an event on the skate park field. At the moment, I'm looking for it to be self-funding. I'm very happy to put some funding into it, but what I need is your acceptance of this. I understand the Town Council has some degree of responsibility about this, so I'm just asking for you to consider and take this forward. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Can I make a suggestion that you leave your contact details with our Town Clerk?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can I just add to that? This is not a political discussion.
No.
I'm not interested in politics. I'm not interested in dogma. I'm not interested in bureaucracy. This is just entirely an event that I would like to organise.
And you are aware that we are non-political sitting around this table?
No, I'm not, but having... Thank you.
As a Town Council, we are all non-political. Okay, thank you. Who'd like to go next?
Yeah, I'll shout.
Okay.
So, I'm David Jarvis. I'm here to speak about agenda item 88. Mersey Community Repair and Make, the Mersey Shedders, is 1 year old and has outgrown its current premises, and we desperately need somewhere bigger to be able to offer a safer and welcoming space for all those that wish to get involved. To date, there have been a number of suggested locations, but so far none have proved acceptable. After some productive conversations with the Town Council, we revisited the idea of having a workshop on the overflow car park at the allotments. We approached the allotment organisation, Mayalga, and the landowners for their views, and they have in principle accepted the idea, and both of them have sent that acceptance in writing to the council. So we are hopeful that West Mersey Town Council will support the submission of a planning application for a workshop on the allotment car park. If the council is, then we'll work with the landowners, Mayalga and the council to create an application to Colchester City Council that all parties are happy with. So, fingers, hammers, soldering irons, sanders, paintbrushes, needles and coffee cups are all crossed.
Okay, thank you. Who'd like to go next? Hello, Steve.
Going to the beach. Leaflet here. Leaflet giving out at cafes and shops showing West Mersey, produced by the Essex County Fire and Rescue Service, total to say safe around water. This leaflet gives the reader advice how to stay safe and what to do in an emergency. Water safety at the beach. When you get to the beach, stop, check for dangers and look out for rescue equipment. The nearest rescue equipment, lifebuoy rings, are on the causeway and Mersey Windsurfers Hut, which where bathing is prohibited, so that's no good. On the Town Council's beach area, St Peterswell Meadow and Victor Esplanade, there is no rescue equipment, lifeboat rings, but there are dangers. Second World War tank traps, known as the killing fields, where bathers have been injured. So with no rescue equipment available on the bathing area of the West Mersey, and World War II dangers, as the rescue services states, it is important to stay safe. It cannot be said to be safe to swim off the beach at West Mersey. On Newhaven Estates, you will find lifebuoy rings as planning law and a local Powden pub pond. So to stay safe, you should stay at home or go down the Powden pub. The leaflet also states red flags, like red lines, mean danger. So should they be flown along the beach? If the councillors are not prepared to provide safety equipment and remove the wartime armaments. As the leaflet also advises, to throw something that floats to someone in danger. But of course, the authorities are more interested in saving money rather than saving lives. Health and safety should be the council's utmost responsibility. Please make the beach safe, as trying to rescue someone without a lifebuoy ring is dangerous operation, as the victim will be panicking and can drown the rescuer as well as themselves. And without the fleet of swimming rafts, some swimmers, instead of saying shoreside with the raft, swim out to the 8-knot buoys and get into difficulty. And if I can read my poem out. Eternal Father, strong to save, O hear us when we cry to thee, for those in peril on the sea. But the city won't lend an ear to this plea, for those in peril on the sea. A city lifebuoy ring cannot be found, when on the Esplanade you look around. The good old Mersey Windsurfers Hut, on the side you'll find you're in luck. The city requires these aids on housing sites new, but it's a case of do as we say, not as we do. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee, for those in peril on the sea. Park at your peril if you don't pay the fee. They will find you, just wait and see. But they won't find a ring for thee, for those in peril on the sea. Better news for bloodsuckers, as Monkey Beach Fanbar states, wooden, to go away. But bad news for seaside suckers, St Peterswell Beach tank traps to stay. Clearly marked in Admiral charts, Crown Estates claim. The most famous Admiral is one of the same. Because on these charts, I can see no traps, so don't spend a score on these tainted maps. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee, for those in peril on the sea.
You're way over your 3 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
I've got two more to go. Make safe our seabed and shore. Install lifeboat rings as in the law. Let's not suffer still conflicts of the war. Our guardians, please just don't ignore, as we will keep knocking on your door. For those in peril on the sea, at the bottom of Seaview Avenue, West Mersey, at West Mersey Windsurfers Hut, is a lifebuoy ring. Alternatively, give the 999 emergency line a ring.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Would anybody else like to speak? Okay, thank you. Moving on, 2681, to receive County and City Councillors' reports, please. Councillor Jowers.
I'll stand up.
It was a tradition, it always used to be, even in Colchester. Yes, end of line. Yeah. Just to say, after 41 years, I'm retiring.
Praise the Lord.
It's difficult to say too much because you may know that we're in Perth, mm-hmm. which means that anything political can't be spoken about. Well, can, within sort of certain allowed parameters. John, I did ask about your broken road, I got a very frosty response in that they said, really, haven't you got many, many, many worse places in Mersey you could be talking about? There's really no answer to that.
Okay.
But they have marked it and put it down. The news I can say, and you need to be very careful watching it, is that we've gone for five unitaries in Essex, not the three that was proposed. That is definitely politics before community. And the interesting one really is that we don't have Uttlesford in ours. It's just going to be Colchester, Braintree and Tendring. I personally would have quite liked Malden. Where it becomes complex and somewhere you need to be looking at very, very carefully is they're scrapping the neighbourhood committee that was proposed for here, and I think what they're talking about is just Colchester. That just extends the city control over everything, and the poor old rural areas like Mersey get nothing. So just keep a watch out on that. Mm-hmm. But just before I use up my 3 minutes, is to say, 40-odd years on here, I've seen some amazing, amazing oratory, and some not so much. But other than that, it's been a hoot. It's been great fun, and I'd recommend it to anyone sitting here. I know your son did, didn't he? It's well worth a go, because it's really the base of community policy in a small thing. And it matters. Mersey is unique in the fact that it's its own identity. So thank you all very much.
Okay, thank you.
We
wish you well in your retirement.
I'm going to follow on with tradition. So Robert Davidson, one of your city councillors. Just to say, update on the bins. If you know, the city council have decided to spend loads of money, change the freighters as well as supplying more bins. Each house, apparently, across the borough or city, have been assessed to see whether they're suitable or not, but we haven't been given sight of that. But effectively, the new bins will arrive sometime between June and March next year. And we haven't got a time frame or areas that are going to be done first or last. But effectively, you're having one larger brown bin to do all the recycling apart from glass. And then you've got the black bin for the ordinary rubbish. And then a glass container, which we've already got, and the food container for that's all we're going to have. Local plan still changing allocations. Basically, they've looked at the 3,000 odd submissions, and they have made some amendments. That would go out to another consultation in the late summer, but obviously people like Councillor Parsons, who's on that local plan panel, will be able to have a say. So we haven't been told what's happening in West Mersey as such yet. All I'd say is, can it cope with the 300, and actually can they get off when they need to? I don't think it's needed here. It's as simple as that. It should be near trunk roads and railway stations, that's all. We're still fighting for it. So John was successful in getting the numbers down last time, and we're still trying. Just to say that 106 improvements that might come along with it, any housing, they need to know from the town council as to what your priorities are. So do think and make sure you work with your city officers to do that. And then the local plan will be approved, hopefully, after an inspector by spring 27 at the latest. In the meantime, we have no five-year supply, we have no plan, because it's out of date. So lots of unallocated sites are coming forward for 150 plus. And that's the number, of course, that the government have said, actually, if you're minded to refuse them, we'll make the decision. Mm-hmm. And it could pop up anywhere. It's frightening. It's very frustrating as councillors, because actually in the old days we used to manage it and only allocate good sites that were sustainable. I think that's probably all for now. You've got Councillor Parsons to follow on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was going to say, it's always been a pleasure to follow John, but he's spoken for himself already after 40-odd years, and we will lack the dress sense when you're not here, John. Just one thing to add, there was a a draft proposal in the yet another change in the planning law, that local plans should take account of wildfires. That's something I've actually been pushing for the last 14 months. So I have got the council to recognise a number of places where there is only one access road in and out, because obviously they're particularly vulnerable. They've listed East Mersey, but not yet West Mersey. I'm pushing them. The logic is there's probably no road in and out of the island, you know, it is. So we're still working on that one. The local planning committee obviously won't be meeting now, though, till after the elections. And county council and city council will be publishing a list of people nominated tomorrow, I believe.
Okay. See, the only thing I'd like to do is, I'm sure on behalf of everyone here in the community, is to thank John for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
He sits there as the Mayor of West Mersey and Chairman of Essex County Council, Mayor of Colchester.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's done most things, been there and got the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we're going to see him on the greasy pole,
the
just
film,
as the
yeah.
last time.
I won it twice.
So we want you to go for the hat trick. So I'm sure on behalf of everyone here, we'd like to thank you for what you've done,
yeah.
John. And, but I haven't got anything more to add to the colleagues that are putting in. Thanks for what you've done, John.
Yeah.
2682, to confirm minutes of the extraordinary council meeting of the 12th of March 2026. I just want to do a correction here.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an extraordinary meeting, it was a full council meeting. So if that could be reflected in the minutes, please. Does anybody else have any comments?
No, it's not fine to me.
Anyone? No? Okay. Shall I propose that we accept the minutes with an amendment to take out the word extraordinary? Can I have a seconder, please?
I don't think it's actually on the minutes, is it?
It's, sorry, on the agenda.
On the agenda.
Yes,
the
minutes are accurate. Yes, they are.
Yes,
thank you. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 2683, to agree and approve a list of payments.
There are no payments.
Okay.
At the moment,
thank you though. Very much. 2684, to provide an update from committees. Jenkins, please.
Well, we haven't met since the last full council meeting, but it is one on Tuesday. If anyone's interested in coming along, they'll find the agenda on the website now. Apart from that, I'll report at the next meeting.
Thank you. Councillor Rucker.
Thank you very much, Chair. The Environment and Community Services Committee will be meeting probably but by the end of the month, if not in early May. The chief item on the agenda is the local plan, but this has been dealt with through a local plan working party, which is meeting tomorrow. We have got we are making some progress, I have to say. The city council planners are to be congratulated on opening up a dialogue with parish councils and the town council, which is welcome from the last time this happened. So we've had one preliminary round with the planners. That was last week, in which they were, as our city councillors know, filling in on the details about how it was going forward and the timetable. And we've got a dedicated meeting with Mersey. Mersey was lumped into a group with Wivenhoe and some smaller parish councils before. We thought that was probably not appropriate because of the unique situation of Mersey. So we held off to get a separate meeting, and we've got one next Wednesday. And we've put forward a detailed email to them about the various issues we want outstanding. There are five which we believe the local plan could be improved. The question of soundness of the local plan is, I think, fundamental
as far as Mersey is concerned. And I'm very pleased to hear what Councillor Parsons said about access to the island. We're very concerned about that access to the island, and believe that some form of survey by the consultants, own consultants from the City Council, would not be inappropriate, because there is no hard data on access to and from the island. That is one. Environment is another major issue for us, and the fact we are triple S in some aspects, and the linkage with the water centre, and that needs, we need clarity on that. Certainly health terms, there's no hard data which was put forward by the local medical centre. And I'm very interested in what Councillor Davidson said about being near railways. The government changed the system last November, wanting applications for housing developments near railways. Mm-hmm. And there is an inherent bias, dare I say, be careful, John, in terms of what is happening with the planning thing. I think with Colchester, and I've looked at local plans over a number of years, a number of periods, is that the rural areas, compared with northern part of Colchester, seems to be an imbalance there. And we are a long way from in terms of secondary schools, in terms of transport, in terms of all the things. And that needs to be looked at. So we are putting that forward as part of our discussion next Wednesday. And I hope we're going to have a polite but robust contact between them. We've got five asks, which we're prepared for, and we're going to meet tomorrow. And we're going to be quite specific in going forward on that. But the council and the working party has tried to put forward proposals to the council, going right the way forward in terms of the examination. So there'd be no surprises as far as this is concerned, as far as the local plan is concerned. The other thing I could allow me to say, Chair, is that we've been keeping a watching brief on what the government is up to on nuclear power, because small nuclear reactors are anything but small. They would be quite significant if there was a development on the other side in terms of Bradwell. The government is in a hole on its energy policy. I mean, what will happen is happening worldwide is a demonstration of that. They do want SMRs. The inkling at the moment is that they're going for other sites where the sites actually want them. Yeah. Long that may that continue. Okay? Colchester is to be congratulated in coming heavily, they passed a resolution against local designation SMR. But as a town council, certainly under my chairmanship, the committee will be keeping a careful watch as to any inkling that if Brad will come back. It's complicated, Chair, I'm sorry I've gone on to that. It's because Malden has got a particular view on it, and the local MP down there has got a particular view on it. So local plan, Chair, and Brad were two aspects to the committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Hinderwell.
Okay, Planning and Highways Committee, we met Tuesday of this week. Six applications were considered. Five were householder applications. No objections were raised in respect to four of these. Fifth was an application to add a second story to an existing bungalow. We lodged an objection, quoting WM7 in the neighbourhood plan. The sixth application considered was an application to modify a section 106 agreement to provide first homes on the Dawes Lane development. As this may be of wider public interest and to give other councillors the opportunity to comment, it was resolved to make a recommendation of no objection to full council before final submission to CCC planning. Therefore, that's on this agenda as item 2694 for any other comments from councillors before we put in a final comment on it. That's it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Hinterworth. Okay, so the Assets Committee met on the 5th of May. Sorry, are due to meet on the 5th of May. There are some items to go on there, so we could, if you want to, have a meeting in April. If there's enough on there, we could do that. The Personnel Committee met on the 13th of March and also met yesterday as well. So we are all actively on our committees. Working groups. Councillor Acker?
The working group, local plan, next time I've given a full report, I think, Chair, of what that's involved.
Okay, thank you. And the Bavon Ross, we haven't met, but it's on the agenda, and I'm sure Maxine is going to speak on that. Representatives.
Thank you, Chair. The last couple of weeks, I have been travelling the buses, asking people's different opinions about being left stranded and waiting for people to get back to me. I did notice that Carl and Davidson were also using Facebook to do that sort of thing, so I've been travelling on that. And I also noticed about the new electronic boards. And I did put inquiries into First Bus Connect and also the people who are running the electronic board as to ask when we are going to get one on Mersey. And the reply is 14 days from, and it should be running that pretty soon, to get a reply back to find out exactly when the plans are to do it. I don't know if Cole or Davidson know any bit more than that, but that's as far as I've got with it at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go on.
Thank you. Well, my equipment, could just quickly say.
Can you touch on that?
Yeah, just as representatives.
Yeah.
We have arranged for an extraordinary meeting. The agenda has gone up. With regards to play equipment, the agenda went up this afternoon. There's an extraordinary meeting on the 14th of April at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. Right, does anybody else have anything to add?
Madam Mayor, I forgot to say we've got to go to East Mersey now, but thank you very much.
Okay.
Fascinating to hear all the reports from the committees. Good luck.
Thank you.
But we're there to serve if you know, if we can help.
Thank you.
Thank you. John?
This is a quick one here. If I just talk to Dave, if you can send me all the papers. I've had one complaint coming about the buses.
Yes,
after all of that.
Yeah.
But I have got a contact in First Bus.
Okay.
So if you send me the information, I will push that as well.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to 2685 to receive the town clerk's report.
Okay. Well, quick update. So finally, the Fairhaven roads have been completed. And the deep clean has gone through, so that's all finished. Wallgate servicing, obviously, there's going to be updates about toilets, but that's been completed. Changing places, hoist servicing is completed. The new grounds maintenance team has started their contracts, and all seems to be going well. At the moment, the situation in the Glebe with the bins, we're hopeful that most of them have been moved to the compound by now, so hopefully the situation there should improve. And also, just to let you know about the town meeting, which is on the 23rd of April. We've got a selection of stalls with representatives. Mr. Jarvis, one of them, the community making repair. We've also got three guest speakers. We've got Adam Pipe, who's returning from last year. He actually asked to come back, which is nice. He's there to give an update on and any new operations in place. We also have Freedom Votes that are coming to give a speech as well. And then our third guest speaker is the Blackwater Estuary Natural Flood Management Project. They're there to talk about coastal protection from flooding. So please come along, spread the word. It'd be lovely to see everybody.
What day do you go?
It's the 23rd of April, Thursday.
Can I just add to that as well? It is an opportunity if members of the public want to ask anything of the council, so you can come along and ask the council or report into the council. Okay.
Chair, could I ask two questions really? Have you heard, Kirsty, from the Mersey Island Society, whether they would like a...
have I heard in regards to...
Do them having an exhibit at that?
No.
You haven't? I'll follow that.
Okay, thank
too,
you.
Because that's an important one. The other thing about the town meeting is that it's a good opportunity for us to make a presentation about what the council has done for the last year. And we've got quite a lot to report. So there will be an opportunity, Chair, for us, or you and the town clerk to make a presentation. And that's the intention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. 2686, items A, B and C. We're going to defer, and propose that we defer this until the next meeting as they are incomplete. Okay. So I propose that we defer. Have a second, please. Councillor Hinderwell, all in favour? Thank you very much. 2687, to consider and agree a grant application for £3,500 submitted by Freedom Boats. Have you all seen the application?
Yep.
Right. Any comments?
Chair, as I can't participate in this, should I be leaving the room?
No. Okay, Councillor Acker.
Can I say, I'm really supportive of this. It's an excellent idea, and it's really, really, it's a button as far as I'm concerned about money that would be well spent if we gave money. I don't know whether Sophie could answer this. I'm interested in sustainability after the initial period, going forward. I just wondered what thought would be given to how you're going to keep it going after the initial period.
Would you like me to speak, Chair?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Yeah. Okay, so the plan is for the first year, we have been applying for grants to help sustain whilst it's getting established as a project. And there are days set aside that won't be project-based, and members of the public can book to go out on the boat. So as that builds as well, that will build money. This is for the actual boat project. Do you mean in specifically towards the lifting the tide part of the project for elderly people?
Yes, what I'm interested in, you've got maintenance, you've got ongoing costs going forward, which will be the initial problem, but the initial cost can be met, but you're going to have recurring costs going into the pit.
Yes, and they're all built into the project moving forward in terms of how much it will need per year to run and how much we may need to pull in from either the hiring of the boat for people or from grants from specific organisations and for specific projects such as this one that's being put forward. There are other projects that we have managed to attract funding for, which is working for school as well, to take children out and to do some curriculum activities on the boat. So for the first year, we are sustaining it via the projects that we've identified already and the grants that we have applied for and been successful so far. We didn't want to run before we can walk in terms of up to this year it was about getting the boat built. Now it's moving forward and seeing and we're looking at partnering with other organisations and doing other outreach projects as far as we can.
So it's a combination of grants and hiring.
Yes. We didn't want the hiring to overtake the project work because we want it to reach the people it's meant to reach. So we're timetabling it according to the grants that we get in, so we can subsidise those with particular needs that should be able to go out on a boat like that.
Yeah, because I had experience of Brighton Sea, a company that deal with boats, and there is a particular next of grant giving bodies, yeah, where you could apply for, and I think would be really attracted to this, yeah, and I think that's worth plugging into. I could share some of the knowledge which I got through that project. The National Lottery is another example, and there are some.
We've tried twice.
Yeah. You should try.
Can I just stop you? Is everybody happy if we come out of session and let the member of the public, Mr. Hill, speak?
Sure.
Would you like to add?
No, I was just going to follow on from Sophie. We've already had a corporate sponsorship for a week in August for £5,000. The company are going to take the boat over, and they will designate what charities they want to go on the boat, or they might want to use it for corporate purposes. So that will fund the boat for the week.
Great.
And we want more and more of that.
Great.
In balance with what Sophie was saying. And we've even got, in July, Sophie, isn't it? We've got a 100th birthday of a retired sailor. He doesn't know, and the family are going to come on the boat for the day as a birthday party. You know, wow.
Okay, so back in session. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, just to mention that, I've totally supported this because I don't know what my personal allocation fund is.
Is it locality fund?
Yeah, over 30,000 so far into it, and that's before any, parishes or whatever. It's just one of the best things we've ever seen, and because of that, I think that the county council, until it disappears, and then the mayoralty, it's exactly the sort of thing that they would wish to support. I've already spoken to Sophie about some of the areas where you can get funding from. So, yeah, I mean, it's just such a good deal.
Okay, thank you. Back in session. Any other comments?
Well, I feel I've got to say something. I suppose it's finance hat on.
Oh, poor.
Yes. Oh, no, sorry, don't all grow at once.
Just you're on the spot now. So.
Finance. We try very hard in this council to budget for things. So during the course of the previous year, we all decided what we wanted to put into this year, and when everything was juggled and put in the hat, that we came up with a budget and a preset for this year. But we only have £1,000 in it for donations. I'm sure we will have people who will want to use some of that. So we haven't budgeted for £3,500. We're not going to bear that in mind as we go around the table then decide how to vote. We did get, as you know, £2,000 at the conception of the scheme, which I thoroughly approve of, by the way. I have to put my finance hat on. John has raised the subject of ongoing financing. I am absolutely certain that if we chose to, we could put in money in forthcoming years into the budget as a donation, which we are entitled to do under our general powers of competence. But I do like budgeting. And don't like surprises like this. We can avoid them. So I just say that in general. Other people may have a totally different view, of course.
Okay, thank you. I just would like to add, I just completely support this, and for what this grant form is targeting is to deliver over 5 months, so it's not the ongoing, your funding opportunities ongoing, is to deliver for the 5 months, as it says on the application form. And also just to recognise that Paul Button, that is involved in this, is quite experienced at chasing for funds as well when I've spoken to him from his background. Yeah. He's quite experienced at chasing the funds. He's phenomenal, actually. And yeah, they have, I believe, they have the national lottery as well, I think.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
We went for 300,000, but they turned it down. We got down to the last 10.
Yeah.
But we got 19 on a specific grant for a specific use of the boat.
Yeah. And the last donation, was it some 5 years ago?
It was about the beginning, so it was about five years ago,
I believe. Yes. And was it 2,000 or was it 1,000?
2,000.
Okay. Thank you.
If I may be allowed, just one. If you'd like to have a word with me, I will draw your attention to the Sunday Times rich list. And there are some Essex benefactors in there.
There's one down the road.
Yeah, which may be attracted to that.
He's on holiday. But local Mersey people have been incredibly generous. They really have.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So, any other comments?
Only that has Councillor Jenkins got a suggestion on the amount of grant that we can stick into the budget?
We saved on the roof lights, didn't we?
Oh, we did. I've got a suggestion.
We did,
didn't
we?
No pressure.
Well, clearly what we give to one person who I hadn't budgeted for, we have to take off somebody else or another project of some description or other. If you ask me the question, I'd say 2,000. But I'd be more than happy to put in the budget something for next year, the year after, because running costs will arise.
Yeah, they will.
And yes, you would have planned for it. But I'd rather do it in a planned way than suddenly be hit with something that we hadn't planned for. But it's just a financial view.
Well, blame the boss and he's not here.
How much did we save on the lights?
Oh, I think it was best part of 3,000, if I remember rightly. And if I remember rightly, Councillor Jenkins was really pushing for those lights.
He was, wasn't he? Was. Yeah.
Regardless of who was paying for
them. I just kind of feel that...
Skylights.
Yeah. You know, our Chair of Finance does a wonderful job, but I'd like to see 3,500. Sorry, I'm going to get a phone call tomorrow.
Yeah, we do have a problem, though, with that. If other organisations come along and ask for another 3,500, another 3,000, how do we share out what we've got available?
So we're over to our finance.
Just a question.
Well, it's not available, so we just have to take it from somewhere else, don't we?
Yeah.
But we can do that. I mean, I'm not saying we can't do it. I'm just saying that just be aware that... you know, when you're budgeting, you should stick, if you can, to your budget. And I'd be more than happy to think about it for future years, but if we decide to make it happen at 3,500, then we'll balance the books, won't we? As simple as that.
Yeah. Okay, so Councillor Jenkins is proposing 2,000. So should we take a vote on the 2,000? And I've got a proposal as well. I think she knows where this
is. If somebody wants to second it, and then if it gets turned down, it's the second one.
Are you seconding?
Yeah, 2,000.
Okay. So, who's in favour of 2,000? Okay. And who is against the 2,000? Who is?
Okay.
And who is abstaining, please?
There's a counter proposal coming.
Oh, right, okay.
I'll count the proposal first.
Can I just check first of all? So, who is in favour? I've got Councillor Asher and Councillor Hindwell.
Just point of order, should it be a not
really,
a
counter proposal goes the vote for the counter first.
Right, my apologies.
So, what I would like to do, because I've also seen a vote, I've witnessed up from birth. And I know we've bothered the money, and I've seen that there is ways of moving it around. I would actually propose for this one-off project, for what it is and what it serves, the importance of it's one-off project. This is
it
a
is.
Consequence.
to actually give the 3,500. That would be my
proposal.
That
was my proposal, thank you.
So I'd propose that. That would be
okay. That's okay, I'll propose it.
No, you can second it.
Yeah. Propose it.
I think you beat him to it.
Yeah, I actually proposed it. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. Actually proposed it.
Yeah. No. I think we know where this is going. Yeah. I'm quite happy to second it.
Okay.
Even though I originally proposed it. So, all in favour? Okay. Against? Abstain?
Well, I'll abstain, but I will find my money.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We knew you would.
Looks like you're getting 3,500.
We abstain, but we're not doing a name vote anyway, are we?
No.
So it doesn't really matter.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All
right. Good food in the back,
sorry about that.
Just need to be sad.
Might get a promotion from the boss now.
Right, 2688, to support in principle Mersey Community Repair and Make project, subject to planning permission being obtained and drawings being presented. We did have the opportunity to meet with Mersey Community Repair and Make. And thank you very much for coming in and meeting with us.
Thank you.
So really, it's any comments? Anyone have any comments?
No, I mean, I fully support this. I couldn't make that meeting because of work, but I've had an email from today, and I'm hoping to be able to jump on and try and sort of help a little bit if I can. A bit of funding or whatever and that sort of thing. So.
You've got to get planning
permission
first.
That comes with a cost, Bob, doesn't it?
It does.
I can't say too much about that, can I? Because
Okay, thank you. Councillor Acker?
Yeah, I'm very supportive of this proposal and the tie-up with the allotments. I think it's an ideal situation at the allotments. It is really becoming a national movement. I think it's really important. Be really nice if we could get some of the younger people involved, because the principle here of making good what has broken down is very, very important for us. So as a council, I hope we can do everything we can, particularly with the planning authority.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Am I allowed to make a comment from the floor?
Not at the moment, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Not at the moment, but any other time? No.
If you just hold on a second, please.
Okay. The only thing, I've always been really supportive of this. The only thing is that the current owner of the allotments is requested is they want to speak to you about the planning before you put it in.
Yeah.
They are
yeah.
quite... They want to see the building before, so they want to work with you.
That's why I said we do this on round table before anything goes in.
That's fine.
Got to be ready.
But yeah, I'm fully supporting it. I think it's going to be great.
Mm. Any other comments? Okay.
Just to say, I think it's an amazing initiative and I fully support
it. Yeah. And I think I've expressed as well that I fully support it. I think it's a great idea. I've seen it work in other areas. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for opportunities for people to meet under the health and well-being, you know, friendships and everything.
Yeah.
Is everybody happy to come out of session so that a member of the public can speak?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a member of MyAlga, we've fully supported this and we really, really wish it goes through. I've been experienced with the Shed, another organisation, men's sheds around the country. I've been involved in that. And I think what's mostly important about this is for men to get together. It's about the mental health of men, as well as anything else. And that's when I've seen it work really well. And it's unusual for men to get together in that respect, as we know. So it would be wonderful. And we were, at MyAlga, we would be really honoured to have you on board.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Back in session. Okay, so any other comments? Quickly before we take a vote,
Would we be looking to support any planning application going in?
Yes.
That's
fine.
Okay, just wanted to check on that.
And so far, it's funded.
Funded, yeah, as well.
Not partially funded.
Yeah,
I'm in favour of that too.
Okay. Right, who would like to propose?
I'd like to propose it.
Councillor Pound, seconder please. Councillor Boylan, all in favour?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. So, all my fingers are uncrossed now. Thank you very much.
Okay, to 2689, to consider and agree to obtain a quote for the secure disposal of documents to comply with the AGA assertion 10 and UK GDPR compliance.
Yeah, we have a number of historical documents stored up in the loft that need to be disposed of. As with the AGA submission this year, there's a new point with GDPR and storage and retention of documents. So we're looking at getting a storage unit where it can dispose of them safely from the loft. It's not something that we can do in the office and just shred. It's something that needs to be done.
Okay. Any comments?
I can confirm there is
a lot
of
there.
So I've had a visit to the loft. So I'm stretching back 100 years, but what's got to be got rid of is the personal information that we shouldn't be keeping after so many years.
Okay.
Historic documents, I believe, will be sorted out and offered to the museum to be scanned so they can put it on their website, and other documents to do with the council housing that used to be owned by the district council, I believe, is going to go to Colchester Borough Home for their archive if they want it.
Just one second. Okay, thank you. Councillor
Acker. This is by shredding, isn't it?
Yes, but secure shredding. So there'll be a unit and it will all be shredded securely. So it's like they're taken away and shredded.
Okay. I had a lot of legal documents shredded recently. The lawyers are well used to doing this. I think Colchester City Council will also retain a specialist firm as well. So it won't be cheap, but it'd be important.
We have looked at quotes before.
Okay.
So.
It did come before council.
As costly as you imagine.
Okay, so to consider and agree to obtain a quote.
Yeah.
Who would like to propose? Thank you, Councillor Acker. Seconder, please. Councillor Williams, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 2690, to agree to obtain a quote for 4 posts to surround the new beacon post. As we know, the beacon came down.
I thought we'd agreed all this, didn't we?
I think it was deferred last time.
Was it?
This was over oak, another material.
That's right.
That's
I was going to say, I believe that we decided that we wouldn't buy oak posts because of the cost, and buy a softwood or whatever other material.
Yeah.
We deferred that bit. So we need to decide what we want.
Yeah.
Softwood or steel bars or concrete posts.
To give you some ideas, I spoke to the office today, and oak posts, to supply 2 oak posts, 4x4s with a pyramid top, this doesn't include the labour, would be around £250. the posts that were installed at the cemetery, the are they plastic?
Composite.
Around £78 each, just to give you some idea. And we've got a rough idea of a metal post. I think metal would be expensive, and that was the advice of the office as well, that it would be expensive. But so anyone's thoughts? Any comments?
Did you say oak posts for 250?
to Oak Post, £252.
But you had decided at the last meeting not to go for Oak Post.
Yeah. To give you a comparison.
To give a comparison, okay.
Yeah, what the plastic ones are.
Oak,
the composite. I mean, sorry to state the obvious, but the composite posts are low maintenance. And bearing in mind we've had a beacon post that's rotted in the ground.
Sorry, I just want to ask what the purpose of the posts are. Are they to stop vehicles reverting into the actual beacon post? Is that their purpose?
I think so.
That's why they changed
it.
Because the
composite
ones
won't stop
that.
No.
But it will give them a warning.
Provided the chains will fit into the composite post. I'd have thought composite was the answer, personally.
Yeah. Any other comments?
I would prefer metal, but then we haven't got a price for that.
Yeah, because
I think that, I know they said they're expensive, but it'd be a box section with a top on it.
Or rail, but they're pretty hefty, a vehicle would stop.
A selection of quotes for different materials.
I was going to say, the item is saying agreeing to obtain a quote. It's not saying for what kind of post.
No, it isn't.
So we can just say we want quotes
for all materials, different types of materials.
Yeah. Steel composite,
yeah.
Sounds a bit.
It's quite solid, isn't it? Steel post, galvanised post or something like that on each corner.
Well, road bollards.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. A member of the public would like to speak. Can this hold off until we've had a vote? Or
they might influence them.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you all happy to come out of session?
Yeah. Maybe something inbound.
Are you happy to come out of session?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it occurs to us that we might have the material that you're looking for in Oak, and we could do that for you. So could you consider us to give you a quote as well?
But we're sort of undecided about Oak, really, because the Oak post, which we thought would last a lifetime, rotted at the ground level.
Sure.
So, unless it's a green...
This is pretty old.
The water table's not very far.
It's right up.
But simply, please can we quote as well, because we'll be an awful lot cheaper than anybody else if we go for Oak.
Right, back in session, Councillor Weaver. Well, we just said we decided not to go
for
that
because of the water tank.
But in the end, with the beacon, it's being put into the metal. Could we not have posts put into the metal boxes too?
I think it'd be more costly to do that.
Yeah, it's a cost a lot to make up four brackets.
It'd be more expensive to do that.
It's an option.
I guess it depends how much the cheapest quote is.
Yeah. Right, so...
But I think it's worth seeing what we can get for our money anyway.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. So are we voting on a variety of quotes for different materials?
Composite and steel.
So
probably not oak, but
okay. So are we all agreeable? So I'll propose that we obtain quotes for different materials.
Yeah. Different materials, or just want composite and steel?
Composite and steel. Yeah.
Are we not going to do the oak?
Anti-oak.
Just to see what it comes in at.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Boylan, thank you. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 2691, to receive an update on the current position of the emerging local plan and agree any necessary actions. Councillor Acker.
Thank you. Yeah. I think I've given quite a long report earlier when the city councils were here. It's very important to me, and I think the council, that they heard that, and I deliberately did that because I know the two are very detailed, involved with the local plan, and I'm very keen that the City Council and the Town Council are sharing information in relation to this. We have on the table here our response to the Regulation 18. It goes into over 40 pages, and it's a very important document because it lays down all what we want the planning inspector to consider when it comes to public examination, which will be towards the end of the year, if not into early next year. Mersey is, in the view of the council, unique in the sorts of arguments that it is putting forward. And therefore, we are very keen that the evidential basis for our response, it has been done to the greatest detail that can possibly be done. And one aspect to which I refer to again is that whereas the city has done quite a considerable amount of work on the northern part of Colchester, for example, on roads, Essex County Council is a statutory consultee. It will have to come to a view about the whole. We thought that the City Council should do more work in relation to roads in the southern part of the area, particularly in relation to West Mersey and Mersey Island. And that will be a very important part of the evidence which we're putting forward. When we meet the City Council planners next week, we shall argue that they should commission some independent work, because we all know, I mean, Councillor Jowers says that the population of Mersey increases in the summer. I think the figure is at least threefold, if not fourfold, John, that you've used that. Mm. We are a major tourist and recreational centre, right? It shouldn't be just done on the basis that there are 7,500 people here. We've got the caravans as well. We've got people who are in these units, which are like bungalows, for 11 months of the year. We've got all these factors, quite unique compared with us. So the working group meets tomorrow. We're going to put these arguments to the planners next week, Wednesday. I think there is quite a lot of more information that we should do. We are very fortunate, and as I said earlier on, we've got the detailed report to go forward. We have got access to a pro bono barrister that lives in East Mersey, who has helped us before in relation to the local plan, and I anticipate that we shall ask his advice in relation to preparing for the examination. So I hope I've given enough information of what has been, Chair, if I may say, quite a considerable amount of work which has been done behind the scenes in terms of preparing for what is a very important thing. Like, one last thing to say, City Council planners have confirmed that the 300 to us is not going to be altered in the sense of being increased. We've got the possibility of speculative developments coming forward. But I certainly will want to, there is an aspect relating to what Councillor Hinderwell said about relation, the last item on the agenda, section 106 monies, which is here, which has a bearing on viability. They're not only building houses here, but they have to be sold. And I think a number of the builders will find that there are levels of housing which this Mersey market can stand. And that is another aspect for us to look forward to in terms of what the comments we want. So thank you, Chair, for allowing me to say something more, but I think it's important for the council and our community to realise what's happening.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Ackerman. Thank you for your work that you're doing to do with the local plan and the two members of public as well and other members of the working group as well. Okay, so back on to the agenda. 2692, to discuss and agree to frame quotes for the work involved in launching the bathing rafts. Councillor Williams.
Okay, so I know this is a well-known subject, but just to go through, as I've put this proposal together, and this wasn't a well-known subject to me, so please, if there is anybody around, feels I've missed anything out, please let the town clerk know and I can work on it. But so what I have is the bathing rafts are a long-term tradition, and up until the year of lockdown 2020, West Mersey Town Council have now been asked if we will consider the process and the cost of relaunching the bathing rafts. Historically, this was done by many volunteers. Those options are not available as far as we know. So unless anybody comes forward with anything, this is based on no voluntary effort, this outline that I've got here. So the outline of it is to reinstall the 7 bathing rafts that are currently at the storage area behind the glebe. The 7 bases that are in storage facility in Malden, and to get them and restore them to the seabed for everybody's fun. So 3 areas to look at here, in my view, were the logistics of that. So we need to get the bathing rafts from the glebe pavilion. They need to go somewhere to have some work done on them because there is some TLC required. We need to then transport those bathing rafts. We need to collect the cement bases from Morden. We need to then transport all of those to 7 points along the seafront to space them all out. And then at the end of the season, we need the transport to pick them all up and take them back to place of storage. So as far as I can see at the minute, that's the logistics. We have some regulatory issues to consider, which is license required from MMO, permission from Crown Estate to install them, a report or assessment from Colchester City Health and Safety Team, see if they have any issues they would want us to deal with. We would need an assessment from an insurance company, Republic, and employee liability throughout the installation process and the seasonal usage. Financial implications, transportation costs, repair costs, replacement costs of anchors and chains, costs of obtaining license, costs of processing permission request, insurance liability costs. We were advised by a member of the public, we were shown an email that current insurance didn't include public liability. I'd got that down here anyway to assess and investigate, so hopefully we've covered on that point. So the actions tonight really are to are we prepared to obtain quotes for the transport and repair, for the supply chains and anchors, for the transport from Morden, for the insurance, for the licensing, for the permissions, and for extra labour support required on day of installation. Those are all the kind of costs that I can think of. So my question tonight is, do we want to obtain quotes for that before we can even decide if this project goes ahead?
Okay, thank you. Just first of all, the cement bases, I think that they were put further out at sea. Is it just the chains that are down in Malden? Yes. Would they need new bases, or is it the bases that are in Malden? I know there's someone.
Well, we can do it.
You can in a second, thank you. And also the permissions from Crown Estate. I'm not sure, do we need permissions for that, being that we already have a licence? Councillor Hindwell.
Well, that's to find out, isn't it? But what I was going to say, in my mind, the first thing to inquire about is with our insurers to see if public liability insurance for the use of those rafts is affordable or even available, and what stipulations would go with it before we go any further, because that could be a prohibitive cost in the first place.
Which is why that's on the list.
No, I know, but I think it's the first thing.
I just grouped them all together. I don't know what
it's not a criticism. I just believe that's the first thing we need to check before we go into all the other costs, because that could be
100%. And the health and safety, because again, if it's vetoed from Colchester City Health and Safety, I believe this was put together a year ago. At the time there was something that said we would need permission from the Crown Estate. So checking whether or not we need permission, it certainly is belt and braces.
I think at that time we didn't realise that Colchester City Council had been paying for the licence for them. We didn't realise at that time a year ago that they were paying for it. So they hadn't expired. So it was thought then we would need a licence for them. But I'm not so sure now whether we do, because there was licence in place. But but definitely the insurance, I think, to start with.
Because if that's not financially viable, the rest of it
is it's irrelevant.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Any comments, please? Any further comments?
Well, we have set money aside for this task.
We have.
Which is in earmarked reserves. Mm-hmm. So yes, I think we should investigate it, certainly. But we need, as Michael says, to make sure that we can get insurance for them, because we are going to need insurance, and that the MMO is also agreeable. Where these blocks are, I'm not sure. I thought they were at sea. I don't think they're in storage.
So it's just the chains and anchors in Morden?
Well,
that's my understanding.
The anchor was the block, wasn't it?
The original blocks were removed. So before you can do anything, you've got to get a full MMO licence to put them back. And a full licence, the last time we had quotes about 4 years ago for that, was in excess of £30,000.
So I'm sure I heard something about if they hadn't ever been removed in the first place.
If they hadn't been removed, it would have been a maintenance, which is a variation by the MMO, which is about £2,000. But because they've got to be reinstalled, they've got to go through the full, as Nigel pointed out, what you pointed out, they have to do a full investigation to see what it's going to affect. Because in fact, the old ones are actually starting to get exposed. That's why they were removed, because they gave a danger, like tank traps. Because people keep letting them, so they need to be re-sunk. So, and then the council did buy helix anchors to put in, but the MMO won't accept those to be used.
Okay, that's
looking
to
work. Well,
my apologies.
No. All I was going to say is that I hope we can give as much consideration to this as possible, because I'm a great fan for the historical, emotional thing with these bathing rafts. They are quite well used,
tradition,
and are really, really important for me. This brings out the character,
I think they're actually considered part of the heritage well.
Yeah.
When I've spoken to people, there's a real fond memories. I want to see them back in the water, even if it's not seven. If we can get something in within the budget that we've got.
So
on the agenda it is to agree to obtain, to discuss and agree to obtain quotes.
I agree.
Okay.
Quotes in particular, because it's going for all of them.
I'd like
overall,
insurance first.
Can I just say, if you only agree at this meeting for one, and then we have to wait until another meeting
to do other ones that are priorities to go through, that we don't obtain all of them with the insurance,
To start with the insurance, but also, as I said to you, if you could get in touch with Crown Estates to see what is required as well. So we know.
And the MMO.
And the MMO.
And all, everyone you need to get.
I'd just propose that what we do is with the request for the information quotes there, that I propose that we go ahead to getting these quotes, but start in an order. Then if one becomes too prohibitive, we know that it might not be worth carrying on. Because there are other councils around the country that are now removing the RAS because insurance has become prohibitive.
Yeah.
Mm. And a member of the public has sent that in.
And of course, in addition to that, there may be stipulations by the insurance company as lifeguards, whatever. So we could obviously, that would be unreportable.
Yeah. It's a bit like the boxing don't swim, isn't it, as well? It doesn't take place now because of the insurance.
The insurance is too high.
Yeah. Okay, so proposer, please.
I propose it.
Seconder? Councillor Williams. All in favour? Thank you. Right, 2693, to agree for all councillors to attend the HR for councillors training course provided by Council Wise at a cost of £60 plus VAT. Just want to amend this, please, slightly. Under Standing Order 1A, members of the Personnel Committee. To agree for all councillors, members of the Personnel Committee, to attend the HR for councillors training course provided by Council Wise at a cost of £60 plus VAT.
Rather than all councillors?
Rather than all councillors.
Why would it be just
Is it not just HR?
I would assume that the course would still, if someone was interested in building their skills in HR in terms of understanding of the council's working.
Councillor Hinderwell.
I was just going to say, of course, May is coming up. We might have different constitution of the
Personnel Committee
after May, so I don't know how that would work.
This is £60 per course, not per person.
Per person.
Per person. Yeah.
It doesn't actually say that, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's per person. It's an online course.
£60 on their website. I did go and have a look as well. I know you did as well. There's no other courses listed on their website.
I've got a list that I send out on the weekly post every time their courses come through. It gets put on the weekly post.
Yeah.
Advertise all the courses.
Yeah, but this one isn't, is it? This one, there's only...
My thoughts are there may be people that aren't on the, as Nigel was saying, not on the Personnel Committee now, but may be interested to go on to the Personnel Committee.
Okay.
And also recommendations from Personnel Committee come to full council, so it may be good for everybody to do it if they want to. It's not compulsory,
okay,
is it? So
can I ask Bob, because Bob knows there is a budget for council training anyway, isn't there?
There is a budget.
Well, we know there's a budget, Bob.
There was.
Well, you're not nicking it, are you, for something else? What is there? I thought the budget was in it.
It's quite high.
It's 2,000 or 3,000.
Yes, it's quite high. It is per person, isn't it?
It doesn't say that here or here. But what I note on here
as well,
I don't know if you've seen that it does say there's just a complete individual for that, or as a complete programme allowing councils to choose the level of support that best meets their needs.
That's if you assigned, joined up to the affiliation society.
Right.
If you're not a member of the society.
Okay.
There's a budget. I'm happy to propose the proposal.
Yeah. Although we can ask who wants to go on it at this point.
Yeah, I mean that's
probably the other one, which is fine.
Okay. Do you want to go on it?
When is it?
What a shame you're on holiday.
It's the day after I come back. I can't.
The 30th.
Monday. No, it can't be. Midweek.
It's the Thursday, I believe.
Thursday, yeah.
It's the Thursday.
It's 6:30 to 8:30 on Zoom.
In the evening.
It's a Zoom.
Yeah. Or in the morning.
Morning's good.
6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Right, so should we go around the table? So
okay, I'll go on it.
Thank you. Councillor Weaver?
Yes, I'll go on it.
Okay. Councillor Jenkins?
I'd love to go on it, Teresa.
I know,
think of anything nicer answer. Than doing it. At least it's for health and safety.
Yeah,
Councillor
Rankin. No, thank you. Sorry, I'm kicking him under the table. Sorry, Councillor Boylan.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Thank you.
So,
do
you go to Councillor Anker?
No. It's a no.
Okay.
Councillor Purley?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Councillor Williams? Okay, and I'd like to do it too. Okay.
6:30.
Okay. So I shouldn't have a vote.
No, I think we're all going to. Who's going to propose it?
I proposed it.
I'll second it.
Oh, I think we're all in favour because we're going on.
Can't wait. Right, 2694, to consider and agree a recommendation by the Planning and Highways Committee for a response to the following application, 260508. Application to modify Section 106 Planning Obligation, Town and Country Planning Act 1990, Section 106, the Town and Country... Town and Country Planning Modification and Discharge of Planning Obligations, Regulations 1992 as amended 200351, vary the affordable housing provisions at Schedule 1 of the Section 106 agreement to provide for first homes land at Dawes Lane, West Mersey. Councillor Hinderwell, for the public, would you like to give an overview on this?
Yeah. Okay, we considered this at the planning meeting on Tuesday, and it was thought that we should bring it to full council with a recommendation, just because it may be of wider interest to the public, and to allow other councillors to get their comments in. But basically what it is, Mersey Homes have made a request for variation of the S106 agreement. Eight affordable housing units have been uploaded. This is their submission to the planning authority. Eight affordable housing units have been uploaded to Homes England Clearing Service. No contact was received from any registered housing provider via the service. Direct contact has been made with 10 registered providers, 5 declined and 5 did not respond. So basically they have 8 social housing units that they need to find owners for. So their proposal is to change the tenure of those 8 homes to the first home scheme, which is a scheme for first time buyers with a 30% discount, and the units can only be sold on to first time buyers in the future, and they receive the same 30% discount. As I say, it's 8 units, and that's the variation. I only brought it to this meeting just for the wider public interest.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Hinterworth. Councillor
Palin. I've gone through this, and actually the first homes has been very popular. All the ones there have gone to local families. But I would like to see an amendment on it. I want to just read one section out of it. I'd like to go back a suggestion to change. Actually do support it on the grounds, if you looked at gone through it, it's the local marketing. If you look at 511, it states each first home unit shall actually be marketed as first homes to local connection of 12 weeks in a Colchester area. I'd like to have that amended to 511. I'd like this amendment. This is what I would propose, is that 511 would read, for the initial 12-week marketing period, priority shall be given to eligible persons with a local connection to West or Mersey Island.
Right.
If no suitable purchase is secured in this period, it then goes to Colchester and its area. So my suggestion is that we get the prop, because of the uniqueness of Mersey that was spoken about before, like the people that have gone in those houses there are actually my kids' age. Luke, Jasmine, a lot. It is great that the local kids are going in it. These were, and they've run out already. So my suggestion is, my prize is 5-1-1 gets suggested we get it changed that the Mersey Islands first, then the Colchester area.
Hmm.
Well, I have got a word in here, I could email the clerk.
Yeah.
That'd be my proposal. But I agree with Nigel, I don't think it's a bad idea, it's an affordable home.
Sorry, Councillor Panic, can you just put that into...
I will email it
to you.
Thank
you.
I have got it written down because I've looked at that. The important bit is it happened already at Bridie Paddocks and that, where the one word stopped local people getting them.
Mm.
One word. And I think it's important to make sure it's this island that gets first seen.
Councillor
Acker.
Yeah, I very much agree with what Councillor Powling has put forward. Since we met on Tuesday as a planning committee, I've been doing some bit more work on this, and I find it surprising in a way that these units haven't been able to get interest. Brierley, my experience on Brierley development there, the units that have gone to local people have been an outstanding success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The people that have gone there from West Mersey families, they've applauded what has happened there in relation to getting accommodation. And if that could be repeated as far as the Dawes Lane development is concerned, I think that's important. The thing that needs to be tested with all these housing developments is the question of viability. Developers are under a great deal of pressure to build more units, but without the people being able to afford, even at discounted rates, the housing, what use is that? Cameron Powling has put forward it in terms of a connection with Mersey. I think there is a great deal of support in the island for housing if it could be allocated to local people. What is really opposed is, may I say, social housing, where people come to the island. We've got no connection with the island, but are told, particularly from far off councils in London and elsewhere, that this is the place that they have to go to, otherwise there's no accommodation left. So can I indicate support for what Councillor Powell?
Great, any other comments, please? Right.
Well, if for an inexplicable reason they don't want them in Colchester, the Almshouse Trust will take them off their hands.
Yeah.
So they're gifted.
Gifted.
It would be nice, but yeah. I know it
won't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, seconder, please.
Anyone else?
Okay.
Councillor Boylan, all in favour?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, so that concludes the meeting. So I now close the meeting. Thank you very much for coming along.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.